Hello, welcome to part two, where your readers are Pauline Goldsworthy and Chris Gillam. First of all, we will see what information we have for you, mainly of activities provided by Vision Norfolk in this week's information desk, and then we'll follow with some news items and a second feature. First, his information desk.
First of all, thanks are in order to Mrs. Berry and Mrs. Beer for the stamps. These we will pass on to Vision Norfolk for help with their fundraising. Next, we have information on activities from Vision Norfolk. These were mentioned in last week's edition, but we thought it would be useful to repeat them. Contacts there are Mark or Helen on 01603 973 216 or by email to mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk. We will repeat those contact details at the end of information desk. Vision Norfolk holds a regular creative writing group every third Tuesday of the month in their Bradbury Activity Centre at Magpie Road between 2 and 4 o'clock. The cost is £4 per session.
There is a visit to the famous Thursford 2021 Christmas Spectacular. The performance is on Wednesday the 10th of November at 2 p.m. Tickets are £41.50 and the coach transport is £20 per person. Book together with payment with Mark or Helen as soon as possible. Also, there is the Garden Eyes annual dinner at the Debut restaurant at the City College in Ipswich Road on Wednesday the 1st of December. Timing is 11:45 for 12 p.m. with lunch, costing £14.50. If you wish to go, then book with Mark or Helen, and payment must be made by the 5th of November. And remember to tell them if you have any particular dietary needs.
Finally, a special Christmas floral workshop is being held at the Bradbury Centre on Wednesday the 15th of December from 10:30 to 12:30. You will need to pay £10, but this includes all the materials and also coffee and mince pies. Again, book with Mark or Helen. Once again, those contact details for booking or information are Mark or Helen on telephone 01603 973 216. That's 01603 973 216 or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk. Well, that's all from Information Desk for this week, so we can move on to some news items.